And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. And I mean to say, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, and even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, I got to tell you folks, ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions been with us since this show started. Man, I'm just saying, ZLA Solutions is doing an epic good job at putting jobs and people together. So if you're looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com, and you can check out all the job postings they have all over North Alabama and beyond. But if you're also an employer and you need people to fill out the ranks of your workforce, and I don't care, y'all, if it's just like onesies and twosies with special niche skills that are hard to find, or if you need a whole shift of people to work the line at the factory, or whatever the case may be, they do all of that. They can get you temporary staff. They can get you direct hire permanent staff, recruiting, background checks, drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. This is what they do. They like to say at ZLA, they like to say, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their mission in life, is to help you make your business better. So check them out, their website, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. These are friends of mine. I know them personally. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm going to jump into this one's going to get some response. By the way, I am keenly aware of the fact that this day has gotten away from us. The text line is like filled up with people. I will try to get some of those done, but man, I apologize for all y'all that are texting in. But when we got like close to 1,000 people in the mix, it's kind of hard to keep up. All right, so number three of the triple dipper, drug wars. So I saw a piece yesterday. It was really something. You know, Dave Chappelle, who is hilarious, who is foul-mouthed, but he is hilarious. Dave Chappelle has been very outspoken against wokeness, against, you know, progressives that are thinking that they got it going on when really all they're doing is just making a mockery of life. And I don't think for a second that he's a conservative, but he ain't woke. But he loves San Francisco. He calls it his second home. Story came out yesterday on Fox News that Dave Chappelle was in San Francisco, and he apparently does these pop-ins sometimes where he'll just go to a local comedy club, and he'll just pop in and say, hey, man, can I go on stage? And he'll just go up there and do his thing, you know, random show. It, like, you know, that's the comedy version of having Eric Clapton show up at your blues, you know, club. But he got up there and talked the other night, and he was kind of chastising liberal leadership in San Francisco. Not kind of, he was. And he even said, what the blank happened to this place? He said he had been walking into one of his favorite restaurants in an area of the town called the Tenderloin District, and that a homeless guy defecated on the sidewalk right in front of him, right outside the restaurant. He's like, what is going on here? And he said San Francisco has devolved into being like half Glee and half zombie movie. And he went on to say, y'all just need a Batman, come in there and clean up the streets. Well, that got me to thinking, what are we going to see in terms of fighting back in the drug wars? Because San Francisco, we're losing the city of San Francisco. And while it may frustrate me, its politics, it is a beautiful place, and it is part of our country. But it is turning into a festering sore. And a lot of what's going on there is drug-related. And then you look south at the border, and you see the porous aspect of our southern border right now with zero, you know, ability to stem the tide of drug trafficking. I mean, put aside the millions and millions of people that have come across our border illegally. Put aside the human traffic for a minute. Put aside the people that die at the hands of coyotes and the women and children that are raped at the hands of these coyotes and drug cartels. Let's just talk about the drug aspect. Fentanyl right now is killing American kids at a rate unheard of. Fentanyl has become one of the scourges of our society. It may wind up proving itself to be one of the most deadly drugs to ever hit the streets. Fentanyl is ravaging an entire population. Upwards of 80 to 90,000, I believe, overdosed in the last couple of years. Can you imagine What if ISIS came to the United States and killed 80 to 90,000 people? We would go to war. What if, for that matter, one terrorist came to the United States, not even part of a major group, and we realized that terrorist had the capacity to kill 80 or 90,000 Americans? We would put every resource into finding it. It'd be like an episode of 24. Everything's on the table. Get it done. But we have a southern border right now where things are coming across at just an amazing rate. And I have to question, when do we see it as being enough is enough? When do we look at it and go, our national security, it's not just about Chinese nationals coming across our border. It's not just about we don't know where that Afghan guy came from who was on the terror watch list who just showed up at our southern border the other day. That happened. No, what about the fact that our national security is in part being completely mitigated by the drug trafficking to include fentanyl? When is it enough that you say, you know what? We have the finest military in the world. We have precision strike capability. We have the ability to go ahead and blow up a drug lab and make a point. When do we do that? I would suggest we're already there. You may recall the movie. It was based off the Tom Clancy book, Clear and Present Danger. Clear and Present Danger was actually my favorite Clancy book for the longest time because they pulled a guy out of the old 7th ID who was a sniper and made him into an operative, and he went and laid on the target, and they brought in a Tomahawk cruise missile and took out a drug lord's mansion while he was having a birthday party with his kids. Too bad for his luck. Well, the movie, the undercurrent was the outrage that government would think that is their role. I got news. It may be the government's role. It may be time. Well, right now, a story in the Washington Examiner came out yesterday. Bipartisan bill would empower the Pentagon to take down Mexican drug cartels pushing fentanyl. How about this? Senators Joni Ernst, Republican from Iowa, and Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, shared exclusively with the Washington Examiner just yesterday that they have a forthcoming piece of bipartisan and bicameral bill. Bipartisan meaning two parties, both parties are involved. Bicameral meaning House and Senate support. To use their oversight authority of the Department of Defense to force the federal government to take stronger actions against Mexican transnational criminal organizations. They say the amount of lives lost in Iowa and across the country due to this deadly drug has far surpassed the federal government's response. We must scale immediately to combat this national security threat. This is Joni Ernst saying this. This bipartisan work will engage Mexico as an active partner to counter fentanyl trafficking and put the Pentagon's tools to use to save American lives. Now, they may be looking at the Pentagon's, you know, opportunity for overhead imagery and assisting the Mexican government. But I don't trust the Mexican government to get it done, to be honest. I don't. Why? Because we're at the lowest level of cooperation we've ever seen from the Mexican government. And you know, President Lopez Obrador, he believes, in his own words, this is our problem. I got news, sir. It's our problem, but it's coming from your house. So here's the thing. If my kids are playing in my yard at the house and somebody's dog comes out of the neighbor's house and runs across and bites my kid in my yard, it became my problem at that point. But guess what? It came from your house. You and I are going to have a talk. You and I are going to deal with it. Well, what we're seeing right now is Mexico's taking a very hands-off approach. So I'm just saying it may be time for far more than, and I'm not talking about a massive incursion, crossing the border, sending troops. No, I'm not talking about that. But I am saying this. Put them on notice. You assist, or guess what? There's going to be one major drug lab. We're going to find it, and we're going to Tomahawk missile that bad boy. We're going to put a J-dam right in the middle of it. And if you're there when it happens, it's too bad for your luck, but you're making drugs that are killing our kids. You blow up one lab, I guarantee you it's a whole new day. Let me jump on the phone real quick. I got line one, Sparky from Harvest. Spark, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm awesome. I agree with the spirit of what you're saying. And in fact, if I were the commander in chief for a day, one of the first things I would do would be take out every known drug lab in Mexico and China. And I think we know where they are. I would take out all the cartel heads, all the heads of the cartels, because we know exactly where they are. We've got people embedded with them. But to your point of your entire monologue, I couldn't help but be struck by the smirking arrogance of the current administration as they like to phrase this as a crisis or a border problem that's all the Republicans' fault. Yeah, sure. But the complete lack of conscience that's possible with these people, Biden and his handlers, who have allowed millions and millions of people to come across at great human cost to the travelers, but also to our economy, our safety. Having lost a personal friend to a fentanyl overdose myself, I take it very personal, everything you said. There's a complete and utter lack of moral values and conscience with somebody who would have all those people in here so that they can make them citizens someday soon and then give them all the right to vote, hoping that they'll vote Democrat for life. That's all it is. The ends justify the means for these people, and a lot of people don't believe in the concept of evil. This is evil. There is no other word for it. They don't care. They're not compassionate about these immigrants. They want to use them as pawns to vote with a D after the candidate's name, period. It's unconscionable.
Wow. Sparky, man, sorry for the loss of your friend, but you put that in some clear language. Brother, I got one more call for the break. I appreciate you, all right?
Okay, appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Hey, I'll take that call. I got about a minute for the break. Oh, is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Stuck in traffic like usual.
Oh, no. All right. Yeah. Well, how's your day been otherwise?
Oh, not too bad otherwise, but Nashville's always a fun. but the thing about it is on this drug stuff, I hate to say it, but with all these fentanyl deaths and everything, it might be, that these people that did die, maybe it's a deterrent to some people that, with so little fentanyl used, it would take to make to kill somebody, and if you don't know exactly where the drugs come from and you don't know what you're taking, it hopefully will deter some people from taking it just out of fear that they might die.
Well, I mean, it's reasonable, but I remember I used to work in a drug and alcohol treatment center, and there was somebody that said once, unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions, and that's the problem, is once you're jonesing for that stuff, you almost get desperate, and you put aside any and all inhibitions, and you just get wherever you can. And it's sad.
That's true. But what I'm hoping is it'll take the people who's not hooked on anything or not, will deter them from experimenting. Everybody knows somebody, but there's been so many deaths that everybody knows somebody that's died of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that will open some eyes and keep some kids from starting to on a bad path.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff Rowe, I'm up against a break, brother. You be safe on the road, man. Safe getting home.
Have a good one, Phil.
You too, buddy. All right. We'll take the break right now. We'll come right back. Put a lid on this one. Got a little bit more on this idea of drug war, because it's not the first time we've had this conversation. There's even, by the way, considered to be a military-style drug war going on in San Francisco as we speak. And Representative Dan Crenshaw and Representative Mike Waltz have already introduced their own versions. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. What a great show this has been. Hey, I got to tell you folks, the Elm Foundation, they've been with us now for about a month, and they're kind of a cool organization based out of Huntsville, a 501c3, the Elm Foundation, ELM. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. And the Elm Foundation is doing some pretty crazy cool work, getting people off the streets, helping them restore their self-worth, getting them back into society, becoming productive members of the local community with jobs and job skills and certifications. And listen, all of it's being done by providing accountability, by providing a plan, by providing programs that help people to get those job skills they need. And it's just going so well. So I want you to check them out. Their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. That's the Elm Foundation, ELMHSV.org. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Hey, wrapping up this discussion on drug wars. This is a big one. I could have done a whole hour on this. Story here on NBC News. Headline, drug war cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico is at its lowest points in decades. What went wrong? What went wrong? The Biden administration, that's what went wrong. The Biden administration has zero leverage. We have Matthew Donahue, quoted in the article, who retired after three decades with the DEA. He says the cooperation is almost non-existent right now. And the biggest problem, he said, is corruption in Mexico and how it's infiltrated so many levels of their government. He said, this is the worst it's ever been in Mexico, he said. What's frustrating is we know where the traffickers are, but the U.S. government's been unable to persuade Mexico to act. So all that operational intelligence gathering is wasted. All right, so if operational intelligence is not going to work, if the Biden administration's, you know, open borders not going to work, then the next question you have to ask yourself is, at what point do we authorize the use of military force? Well, I told you there's a bill being floated right now, bipartisan bill, that would allow for the Disrupt Fentanyl Trafficking Act. It would require the Pentagon to develop a fentanyl-specific counter-drug agent strategy, including how to work directly with the Mexican military. However, what about just unilateral action? I mean, if the Mexican government is so corrupt, I mean, if you remember, Manuel Noriega in Panama is no longer in charge. Why is that? Because 2nd Ranger Battalion and the 82nd Airborne Division went down yonder and had a day. And I'm not saying we go to war with Mexico. I'm not saying that at all. So those of y'all that are going to try and quote me on the one-offs, I am not saying go to war with Mexico. But what I am saying is this. If the fentanyl narco traffickers from the Sinaloa cartel are going to continue to put together the drugs that kill our kids and walk them across the border with impunity, then perhaps it's time we take out a drug lab and send a signal that that will no longer be allowed. A piece here I got off of Dan Crenshaw's website. Dan Crenshaw, the former Navy SEAL who now serves in Congress, and Mike Waltz, the former Army Green Beret who also serves in Congress from Florida, they introduced joint legislation in January of this year. And I don't know where it is now. It's probably nowhere because, it's, Biden land. But it created the authorization for use of military force to target Mexican drug cartels. And here's Dan Crenshaw's quote. You ready? Quote, the cartels are at war with us, poisoning more than 80,000 Americans with fentanyl every year, creating a crisis at our border and turning Mexico into a failed narco state. It's time we directly target them. My legislation will put us at war with the cartels by authorizing the use of military force against the cartels. We cannot allow heavily armed and deadly cartels to destabilize Mexico and import people and drugs into the United States. We must start treating them like ISIS, because that's who they are. So if it passed, the authorization for use of military force allows the president to use military force against the cartels, their trafficking, their production, their distribution. I'm just saying, folks, I think we're there. Boom shakalaka, what a good day it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got it done today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We got dicey. We got dicey. Calling people's resignations.
Yes.
This is getting crazy. All right, folks, listen. We do this because of y'all. We love the fact that we got such a loyal audience, just an amazingly large loyal audience. And anyway, we're going to keep doing what we do. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. In the meantime, get out there. Say the right things to the right people and make a dent in your own neighborhood. Because that's what right-side ruffians do. We don't sit idly by. Ain't no sheep in this audience. A whole bunch of sheepdogs is what we got. And you know it's true. Look at some of the text messages we get. It's pretty obvious. But listen, we love you. We appreciate you. And you guys have an amazing, amazing night. We'll be here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Take care.